don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns team shop with new arrivals each week. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop from the convenience of your home by going to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Time now to be joined by the third member of our team, Gerard Cherry. Gerard, what's up, brother? Welcome to the show.
I hear you, Nate. What's happening, man?
I'm good. Now, the bye week upon us here for the Cleveland Browns. Walk us through some bye weeks from the Gerard Cherry days. What does a player like to do on these bye weeks?
Depends on where you're at, Nathan, because if you're, say, living in the southern part of the United States, going away and getting to somewhere warmer is not that big of a deal for you. But if you're in the New England, East Coast, Midwest area, you're trying to get somewhere like South Beach. You're trying to get the Bahamas. And if you really want to be adventurous, you might go to Dominican Republic, all inclusive. Now, while there, make sure you don't get overweight and you don't drink too much, because that may be an issue. But that's one of the reasons why you're so wanting to win a football game, because you know that means two more extra days as opposed to two less days. So if I was playing for the Browns right now, chances are I'm in the DR.
All right, you made a great point. You went to the place I wanted to go. The mindset of doing this, because you played, they were pretty well established. I was telling stories back in the day when they were sort of the novelty, if that's the right way to put it, where players, you know, we were writing stories about like how they'd spend their time. By at some point, there's a formula to how you do this. How do you go about this? And you played in a pretty button-down organization, the Patriots, generally speaking. I know they've had some issues, incredibly bad issues too.
Right.
But for the most part, you get the impression that you were encouraged to kind of take it easy, as you said, not get too far off the training regimen if you can in that week. Is that doable in a bye week? And did you have instances where you saw teammates kind of go off the wagon, so to speak?
Oh, yeah. You had instances where guys went off the wagon and, like I said, came back out of shape. And you say, how the heck do you get out of shape in four days of extra time off? But it happens, man, where you had to run it out of guys and you could smell the vodka, the gin, and everything else. So that's just being frank with you. So, yes, it can happen. But the important thing is that you don't lose complete contact with football. Pay attention to what's taking place in your division, your upcoming opponent. And in today's age with the computers and technology, you can actually watch the games. So, yes, get a break. Give yourself some rest and relax and just rejuvenate yourself. But at the same time, realize that the second half of the season is upcoming. This is where you need to play your most meaningful football. And that should be your mindset. But there's nothing wrong with sitting on a beach with your iPad or iPod in hand or your smartphone and just watching some other football and just relaxing in that manner. Just don't wow out every night of the week, because if you do, especially this being a young team and they're not accustomed to this and they're not quite conditioned for this long season, you'll see the effects if that is the case, if the majority of a team takes that tact.
What is the most important message that a coach can give to his players as they leave for these, you know, potentially wild situations over the bye week?
I mean, have fun. If you're going to Las Vegas, yes, have your fun. Have a good time, but don't be stupid about it. Don't be out to 3 o'clock in the morning on a daily basis, because you're just ruining your body's opportunity to heal. It's about healing quickly, rejuvenating yourself, and recovering. If you waste this time, you're going to feel it towards the end of the season. Your team and your game will suffer for it. So you definitely have to send that message, and don't do the stupid things that will more than likely happen. Hopefully we won't hear about them, and hopefully they won't occur. But just be smart, man. And that's the message all coaches say. If it's happening after midnight, probably something bad is going to take place. So you can go somewhere far away. Just be smart while away. That would be the underlying message I'm sure Rob will send tomorrow as they break camp.
Gerard Cherry making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So there was a practice today. There will be one tomorrow. As you go back to bye week practices, Gerard, what is the mindset of those? Because you're not preparing for a game, and a lot of the emphasis, I get the drift at the beginning of this week, is more on review than on specifically honing in on the Bengals, your next opponent, because obviously you want to incorporate more information on their next game, which is against Baltimore Sunday.
Right, and you know what you'll do, Vic? You will go through some concepts that you had when you played against them the first time, some things that you may not have had squared away, and go over those, because chances are John Gruden and company will come back with something offensively to try to maximize what they saw last time you played. So you will go through those things, but the key is not to just make these practices a waste of effort and of time. You have opportunity to get better every time you step out on that football field, and sometimes what can occur, especially on teams that don't have the leadership and aren't looking down the road, is, oh man, let me just walk through this, go through the motions, who cares? When it should be the mindset of, you know what, we have an opportunity here to get better. Yes, we're off this week, but let's solidify our coverages. Let's solidify our communication. Let's work on this, which we struggled at during the course of the season thus far. So it's a great opportunity, but unfortunately, a lot of times guys take it as you're being held in prison because you want to be free and you want to be out, and because you don't have the mindset that there's a game this weekend, you don't take advantage of it. So this week can be one of those chances where you can become a better football player if you approach practice the correct way and if you get meaningful rest.
How important is it to have, knowing that the game against Cincinnati will be one of the biggest games that this Browns team has played in quite some time, to give this coaching staff that extra week to prepare? How much does that help in your strategy and preparation?
Yeah, it helps a lot, and you hope it gets to this point where you have not, you've turned on over every stone, and you have not, you've opened up all doors to see what's behind it, and you do that. You just hope it doesn't get to the point to where it's too much information, and sometimes all that information can be burdensome and cumbersome because you've seen too much. So I hope they don't make that mistake, but being that this is a veteran-led coaching staff, they should be okay. But yes, you have the extra time. You can look at some things and some ideas and come up with some new things that they haven't quite seen yet because you had the time to think about it and just brainstorm as a staff. So that's a huge advantage. So, yes, the only thing that you worry about coming out of this bye is, okay, our guys have been off for a week. We have a history of not starting fast. Will that be the case coming out against Cincinnati when we play down there? That's really your major concern. And what I really concerned myself with is, what can we do? Should we go to a no huddle? Should we do something not in our character to start this game off with, just to get guys back into the flow of an up-tempo pace and just getting things going because we were off for a week?
Gerard, thank you as always. And I want to remind people that at the top of this hour, a little thereafter, it'll be you and Bruce Hooley on Hooley and Gerard.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Gerard.
Thank you. We'll have him on board with us again tomorrow and the rest of this week. He's a regular staple on this show. It's Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. We're the staples as well. It's a little dangerous when you start playing with staples.
Be careful.
Got to be careful. I'm still looking at that wound on my hand from earlier today. Much more is coming up. I'm serious. On CBD, it's your tweets. Your tweets. We want to get into those. At @Browns_daily. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be reading those, and we'll be responding. Stick around for more. ESPN 850 WKNR. I shed my skin and put my bones.